Welcome to today's daily devotional. We're so excited that you made a decision to follow Jesus, and we hope that these devotionals help you on your way to this amazing adventure that you have stepped into. So this truth that we're going to cover today is that forgiveness of sin is complete in Jesus. Now, this is an amazing truth that we need to realize and also to hang on to. The Bible teaches us in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." This means that everyone had sinned and fell short of what was required by the law, the Old Testament. We all sinned, but God made a way through Jesus that we'd be justified by his grace and redeemed by Jesus in his death and resurrection. That's also why the Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. So Jesus comes to the earth and lives a perfect life, dies a substitutionary death on the cross for our sins. And Jesus died for all sin, and all we have to do is believe in him. Romans 6:10 says, "For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God." Jesus died one time for all sins. Amazing truth that Jesus paid for all of our sins with the death on the cross. He was a perfect sacrifice, and that's what was needed for the complete forgiveness of our sins. In 1 John 1:7, it says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." So does this actually mean that Jesus paid for all of our sins, every single one? It does. It includes the sins you may have committed in the past before you received Jesus, all of them. It includes all in any present sins that you might be committing or struggling with. And it actually includes every future sin that you will ever commit in your life. Wow, that's just amazing. Sacrifices in the Old Testament and the New Testament were very different. There had to be sacrifices made at the temple, and it was the only way for our sins to be atoned for. This is back in the Old Testament. But now, because Jesus came, he becomes the atonement of our sin once and for all. No longer do we have to sacrifice animals or the shed blood of animals in the temple. Because Jesus came, he lived a perfect life as the Son of God. He gave his life on the cross, and his sacrifice was acceptable to God, and now we have been completely forgiven. The blood of Jesus, all by itself, was enough to completely pay for our sins once for all. Now, sometimes people will try to say that it's the blood of Jesus plus something, or you still have to earn it. You receive his blood, but there's all of these things that you have to do, and according to Scripture, it's just not true. The blood of Jesus was powerful enough to cleanse us from every sin, and there's nothing else we have to do. Now, of course, in light of what Jesus has done, because he paid for all of our sins, we want to live for him, we want to love him, we want to grow closer to him. But the payment for sin was fully accomplished when Jesus said, "It is finished," on the cross. He meant it's completely done. The work that I've come for, the forgiveness of sins, all of those things are completely done. So I would say if anybody's ever saying that, yeah, receive the blood of Jesus, but then you have to do these things, run away from that. Because clearly Jesus paid once and for all the price for all sins, my past sins, present and future, and he did the same for you. This is why the Bible refers to this as good news. It's good news for us to hear and know that all of our sins have been paid for. If there was a debt that needed to be paid, let's just say you owed a car. You had a car note and you were making payments on this car. And I went to the dealership and paid it off. I walked up and said, "How much is left?" And they said this, and I paid it completely in full. Wow, that'd be great news. They get you a letter, you see the title come in the mail, you're like, "What in the world? This is all paid for." I don't think that you would continue to make the car payments. I don't think even though you had stubs left to make car payments that you would continually send in car payments. I think you would celebrate the goodness and the truth that your car was completely paid for. And that's kind of how it is with sin. Jesus paid the price once and for all for the forgiveness of our sins. There's no need for us to try to earn it or pay for it or pay him back or any of those things. It was his delight. It was his expression of love to us. That's why, again, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son. That was an expression of love so he could sacrifice and be the atoning sacrifice for us so that we could have relationship with him and the beautiful things that he has for us. So it is good news. It's great news, actually, that it's been completely paid for. So as we consider this, so with this good news that I've been given, what can I do? If I can't pay it back, if I can't earn it, what do I do? One of the things I would suggest is tell others about the great news, because it's for them. He so loved the world that he gave his son for the forgiveness of sins for everybody, that whoever believes in him would not perish. Tell others. Make it a point to tell friends and neighbors, family members about this good news that Jesus paid the price for everybody's sin. And then the second thing I would encourage you to do is to be thankful. Spend some time thanking the Lord for this truth. Remember it all the time and let it position you in a place where you know that it's completely and totally forgiven. I hope when you consider the truth that the forgiveness of sins is complete in Jesus, it would draw you closer to him. As you reread these scriptures and say the prayer that's in the devotional, and even answer the questions, I hope it draws you closer to him and you're able to see how much love he has for everyone, but specifically how much love he has for you. I hope you have a great day.